Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friend. This is Peyman Motahede, the president at Freedom Law School. I'm going to do a little bit more preparation in front of you to get the Freedom Hour recording ready for you. Let me have a little bit of water, folks. So I'm excited this year that I have so much to share with you about the IRS falling apart and failing. You know, without us having to do anything, these guys are so incompetent that, you know, we don't have to really do much. And they're destroying themselves because these empires do not last. Empires self-destruct from the inside, and that is what's going on with the IRS. And I'm going to have fun with you guys tonight because it's so wonderful to know that you're not as IRS is not this big, powerful thing they want to pretend that it is, and you rediscover your power. Okay, I think we're just about ready to start, guys. Let me have a little more water, I think. Okay. Let's do, hold on, let me check. Oh, yeah. I like this. I like this. You will like it, too. Ready to get, let's get started. Yes. Thank you for the reminder. My favorite book. Book cover, at least. It's got a lot of good stuff inside, but book is the Federal Mafia, because that's what we're dealing with. Helping the Mafia self-destruct. Let's do it.
Timer
zeroed out, sir. Yes,
sir.
Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will share with you the exciting news. IRS is literally crumbling. They felt compelled to destroy 30 million files. And they suspended collection on anybody that the IRS sees as not having filed a 1040 income tax confession trap form or any other tax confession trap form. As amazing as it sounds, it is true. I will show you to you from the government's own official website and documentation and the government sources. So let's go first to the front page of Freedom Law School's website, livefreedom.org. And if you have not taken the 7 steps below to live free of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery now, you should do so now after watching this presentation. Take step 1 based on U.S. government's official websites. There is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. That's the first step. Keep going on that and you'll be delighted. But let's get to the topic of this presentation. Here it is, folks. This came out very recently. In fact, what's the date of this thing? This is, came out, I think it was February 2022 or just recently. I forgot. Doesn't show. It was early 2022. Here's MSN. The IRS insists destruction of 30 million files of taxpayers' data won't affect taxpayers. Okay. 30 million files is a lot. In the article, we get more information about this issue and what this is really all about. The article explains further that the IRS tossed an estimated 30 million so-called paper file information returns. Folks, this is not accurate. This is an estimate. They do not know the actual number. Is it 30 million or more or less? That's just a guess. And in my opinion, it's actually more than they say. As usual, the IRS is a bunch of incompetent liars. So they make it look less than what it really is. That's my guess, but no one really knows. So, and this is all, it came out in March, they did that in March of 2021. This happened about a year ago, according to an audit by the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. Okay. Now, so these are not tax returns, folks, okay? These are documents submitted to the IRS by third-party payers, okay? So now we're going to get into this thing more in more detail later on. I'm going to go right now to this Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration report itself, which is, has its own interesting name. But let's go inside of it. And here you see in this thing on the introductory background of this report. It tells us that in fiscal year 2020, cost to process key types of tax returns. A regular 1040 individual income tax form costs the IRS electronically 36 cents to process. And about $150 million of them was done this way. Paper returns are only about $9 million. And the cost for filing each one is about $15. In information returns, the kind of stuff that the IRS has destroyed, these are like W-2 forms, 1099 forms, things like that, is about $9.5 million that are paper filed. Electronic ones are about $3 billion. $3 billion, folks. That is a lot of information. Too much information, folks. It's one thing to have the information, and it's another thing to be able to use that information. IRS is very incompetent and is unable to use that information properly, okay? And so we know, folks, from previous presentations I've done, you've seen that IRS last year per taxpayer app looked at about 35 million tax returns. IRS had not type processed. And those are paper ones. You see, the electronic ones are automatic. So if you think about 35 million number that you've heard me talk about before in the other videos, okay, you see that, look, if each year they have about 9 million paper tax returns they have not processed, and about 13 million employment forms like 940 and 941, okay, so it tells you the IRS is behind for at least a full year, 2 years of paper returns they got to process, because every paper return has to be manually typed in by an IRS employee. Yes. Every number has to be typed in by an IRS employee. That's why they're behind. They don't have enough people. Okay. Now let's go on to this article on IRS's website. okay, that says IRS continues to work to help taxpayers and suspends mailing of additional letters. Additional letters? What kind of letters are they talking about? Well, there it is. This just came out recently, May 13, 2022. Everything else, folks, came out just this week. So what does the IRS say about this? Okay. We processed 3.2 billion information returns in 2020. Fine. Information returns are not tax returns. They are documents submitted to the IRS by third-party payers, not taxpayers, like W-2s and 1099 reports. Okay? So this is where, and they claim that the remaining 1% of those documents were destroyed due to software limitation. Wow. Think about that, folks. The IRS system is so antiquated, process more than a certain amount of W-2s and 1099s. Isn't that ridiculous? They cannot update to handle that number. I mean, you should have handled trillions and quadrillions with today's computers. Your personal computer can handle that. But not the IRS's computers, which are running on 1960s COBOL and assembly language still. So the IRS admits that broadly this situation reflects the significant issues posed by the antiquated IRS technology, folks. This is the IRS admitting that these are significant issues by the antiquated IRS technology. See, I'm telling you, folks, these guys are in the dark ages of computer era and they cannot get out of it, okay? It's so bad that IRS now has come out and said IRS operations during COVID-19. Wow, look at the heading, folks. Mission critical functions continue. What does that tell you? That means IRS is so falling apart, they're only trying to do mission critical, just the bare necessities of trying to process these paper returns. They cannot do other stuff, like coming after people who don't file 1040 income tax confession trap forms. Yeah. Let's go on this article and the next article. You see the heading of the article, okay? They're planning ahead for 2023. This is their alerts page of the IRS. They update it every so often. And you see this alert on February 14th update they did. IRS suspends more than a dozen automated notices, including collection issues. Number one, you should know, folks, there's nobody at the IRS watching you. It's all dumb computer-generated letters. 99.99% of the IRS letters is from a dumb computer. They're telling you that. So when you get that letter from the IRS, you think, IRS got me. It's addressed to me from the IRS. Ooh, what am I going to do about this? That is how they want you to feel, that someone's watching you when they're not. It's all dumb computer-generated letters, which they are now suspending. Let's get more information about this, okay? So they say that the key part is the IRS has suspended automated collection notices normally issued when a taxpayer owes additional tax or has no record of filing a tax return. So if you guys could have found a 1040 income tax confession trap form with your name on it, the IRS now has suspended coming after you, okay? That's how bad the IRS is. You know why they're suspending it? Because IRS, as a collection agency, has been falling apart anyhow. They cannot even collect taxes. I'll show you. So they just stopped. We're doing so bad, they figure let's just stop altogether here. You'll see, folks, I covered this in my previous videos. The taxpayer advocate, folks, IRS taxpayer advocate has an annual report to Congress about IRS's operation on this website, taxpayeradvocate.irs.gov. You can see the whole report, this executive summary, an annual report. And this is one of the beautiful charts in this, folks. This chart is on page 23 of this report, okay? Most litigated issues, figure 3.10, okay? And then after that, you see other figures, other information and charts they give you. So this particular one is very eye-opening. It shows IRS levies. That's IRS taking your money by force, like taking money from your bank account, your paycheck, stock, bonds, somebody else owes you money, and they go to them and say, don't give his money that you owe him. Take that money and give it to the IRS. That's a levy, okay? So IRS levies, lien is when they file a claim in any home you may have in a county where you live. It can be for you sell or refinance the home. You have to pay the IRS first. And seizures when they buy force, come take your home or business equipment, stuff like that. Now, this chart shows from 2010 to 2021. As you can see in the second line up there on the 2011, yeah, that's the line with the IRS. The top green line, I'll read it for you, is $3,748,000 levies or taking people's money by force was done by the IRS. Almost $4 million. As you can see from 2011 forward, every year, the IRS pretty consistently goes down every year or two. There might be some little bumps, but the IRS goes up slightly, you know. Like, look at this. At the 2017, they bottomed out at $590,000. They went up a little bit to 2019 to $782,000. Now look at that after 2019 with the corona issue, the whole corona hoax. They're down 2021 down to $305,000. Wow. For $3.7 million in 2011, IRS levies are down to $305,000. That's the most significant key collection actions. Liens are down, seizures are down dramatically, but the most dramatic drop is in IRS levies of bank accounts and paycheck. The instances were down from close to $4 million down to, in 2011, down to $300,000 approximately in 2021. So for the IRS now to take that down to zero, it's no big deal. You know, it's just, you know, we got mission critical function, a processing 1040 income tax confession form on paper, which IRS has to pay people to type in by hand. By the way, you know how much IRS pays people to do that? Only $15 an hour. Yes. How many people will go to IRS's website? The federal government's big, huge, confusing mess of websites of all the federal jobs. Go through all that rigmarole for a $15 an hour job. almost nobody, folks. They can't even hire people to help them because the jobs pay so little. It's a boring job in certain cities only. They try to hire 5,000 people. I covered this in my previous videos this year. In person, right away, on the spot, bypass all that process and go to online to hire people because it is people badly, they hired less than 200. You see? So what the purpose of all these videos, folks, if you go to our YouTube channel, okay, there are many videos on this topic. There's one called Time to Celebrate. U.S. Treasury Department admits IRS is falling apart. This was November 8, 2021. Another one of you might be more interested in watching is Can't Fix Stupid. A dumb and toothless can the IRS get? This was recorded on December 18, 2021. Another one you might be interested in is the IRS is imploding according to IRS's own taxpayer advocate. This is a short version, and you see in the detail of that. The full topic video longer is in the description of this video. You can click on that for the longer full video. And then the other one is, I think we covered this one twice. Yes, we did. So now, when you go to our website, folks, step one, step three, folks, is what this topic is about, okay? Because, you see, people think that IRS is the most powerful government agency that at any time can empty your bank account and steal your money if you do not file 1040 tax confession traps. But it's not true, folks. IRS doesn't have such powers. They're not as God. Okay? You know, what you got to get according to the truth from IRS commissioners, you know, they say that the IRS is 99% bluff. They say what's critical here, what you got to get, is that substantially all of the revenue of the IRS does not come from IRS audits. It comes from you, the sucker you, as taxpayers, by you when you file those returns, the 1040 income tax confession forms. Yes. You see, folks, that's why you got to go click on this cartoon on this page, okay? And that's why this cartoon is still at the top of the page. Because this cartoon I asked Ben Garrison to do for Freedom Law School really tells it all. The IRS is a Wizard of Oz, wanting you to believe that. But with that Wizard of Oz, you know who that is? The Wizard of Oz is the mainstream media, not the IRS itself. Okay, that's mainstream media. MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, all the newspapers and magazines tell you, what? I am the great, powerful IRS, file your tax returns, or else. Behind that, you see the dog at the bottom, Toto, that's Freedom Law School, yours truly. Yeah, I'm showing everybody, folks, the real IRS. Yep, what's going on here is a bunch of IRS employees which are sleeping on the job. Tons of paperwork they're behind. Terrible customer service and a huge backlog with 60s technologies. Yes. Did you know the IRS is made up of 60 offices? 60. And they share files by faxing or mailing paper files or sending hard drives or reels, shipping it to the other IRS offices. There is no one central office that has all this stuff. The whole thing is based upon bluff, suckering you to believe the IRS is this powerful God that will get you and that you just this little, itty-bitty little thing. Yeah, well, that's not the truth. The truth is you are much more powerful than you've realized, okay? And that's my job, to empower you folks. And so on this page, folks, you got to watch more of the videos on this page, okay, that helps you understand, really, that the IRS is mostly bluff. call the IRS's bluff and be free of income taxes, okay? And asking you, why are you giving your power to the IRS by letting the IRS bluff you into filing 1040 income tax confession forms? You must stop that process of giving your power away, okay? Okay, so, and but you got to understand, folks, they are pushing your buttons. Who is pushing your buttons, folks? It's right here in this cartoon from 1993, folks. Yes, I used to put out this cartoon back in 1993, okay? Yep, so what it shows here is the truth. Charismatic preachers on the top left, these, you know, that say, oh, pay into Caesar. What's Caesar? Even though you don't own the money to begin with. The television, the news broadcasters, you know, file early, pay your taxes. Panic, stress, fear, they push your button. And now with Freedom Law School, you're able to deprogram yourself. That's what Freedom Law School does. Deprogram you of the deception that you're weak, that they're powerful. Folks, I have not filed and paid even $1 of income tax since 1993. IRS knows about me. I've been under criminal investigation way back over a quarter of a century ago in 1994. Before there was even a Freedom Law School. How come I'm not in prison? IRS doesn't try to indict me. I mean, they looked at me back then when I was telling people, look, you don't have to file income tax at all. Back in 1992, I was saying it. IRS looked at me as a potential fraudulent tax protest promoter. Wow. 2003, they looked at me as an abusive tax shelter promoter. Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax took 3 years before they closed it up. With me, it was 10 plus 3. 13 years later, they finally closed the file. We can't find nothing on with Paymon. We have it on the magnifying glass. You know, we can't see anything wrong with what he does. I'm here to give you the same confidence and peace of mind to live free. So what you want to do, folks, is go to front page of Freedom Law School website, folks, okay, and take the 7 steps. If you've not done so, you want to do that. Step 1, I covered with you earlier. Step 2, realizing that you hang yourself when you fill out those 1040 income tax confession form. You do it to yourself. Step 3 I just covered. Step 4 is knowing that I've beaten them and so can you, because IRS is not this big, powerful Godzilla that will eat you if you don't file those 1040 income tax confession form. I haven't filed and I've beaten them, folks. They assessed over $600,000 of taxes on me in 2009, for 13 years. And I had them all the liens completely removed, zeroed out, and I got an IRS appeals office and tax court order to back it up on my website. If I can do it, so can you, and I will support you, my friend. But what you want to do is take the lawful process of asking questions of the authorities. You send petitions to U.S. Congress about all the stuff that I show you about legality of income tax, that the only people required to file income tax are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and federal workers. So all of you in the 50 states who are not federal workers don't know any income tax whatsoever. So these petitions, the law is spelled out and even attached from government's own official websites to the petitions. Ask your congressman, if I'm right or wrong. If I'm wrong, let me know. I will humbly pay my fair share of taxes. If I'm right, you need to go after the IRS and the Department of Injustice lawyers and judges and stop them misapplying the law on the American people that do not owe the income tax. It's very simple. See? So since they cannot show the law to you, you require a filing income tax, you will see that you've been paying tribute to the beast, focus on the satanic central earthly authority system. They're trying to create the one world government is a satanic plan, folks. You don't have to worship the beast and pay tribute. You can be free, okay? And I'll give you a 7-year step 6 million-dollar guarantee that if you lawfully stop filing and paying income tax with our Restore Freedom Plan, which was royalty package, Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from levying your money for 7 years, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million for every year that you are a Freedom Law School member and do not file on paying income tax. Yes, this is an incredible, unheard of 7-year $1 million guarantee. What if they give you your tax preparer, H&R Block, TurboTax, CPA accountant? What they give you? That much. Zero guarantee is what they give you. Get audited, you have to pay them. With no guarantees. At the end, the IRS takes your money. Bad IRS, right? We couldn't help you. Sorry. That's what they will say. Now, with Freedom Law School, I'll back you up. This program is 20 years old. I've done it with success, and I'll be there to back you up, folks. And there's a standard price. I will lower it if you ask for scholarships. We'll reduce it to be saving money for every single one of you. Every single one of you can afford to be part of the program. I don't care if you're making minimum wage or Social Security. You can afford to be part of this program, guaranteed. Okay? Just go on our website and apply. Okay? Look at the Royal Freedom Package and the scholarship so you can join hands together like the founding fathers, all of us, getting our freedoms back, being you, your family, and the whole of America, us, the weak ones, right, little pinkies, and the strong ones all coming together. We can stop the criminality of the FBI, CIA, IRS, DOJ, CDC, FDA, NSA, all the criminal alphabet soup agencies that you had been deceived for years or decades to contribute and support for you and other Americans. We can stop supporting your enemies. You have no legal, constitutional, ethical, or moral duty to pay these enemies I just named. You get stronger with your support, with your labor. Commit all these crimes and destroy you and other Americans. None. Every right, though, to join hands with American patriots like Trufia Moscow, because this is the process the founding fathers did. This is the exact same process George Washington and the founding fathers did. They wrote petitions that came to stop violating the rights of Americans. When that those petitions were ignored, that led to the revolution. What we're doing will lead to restoration of America. When you become part of the Restore Freedom Plan, you're saying, Paymont, I trust you more than all these criminals in all these federal agencies. That's what you're saying. You're trusting me and honoring me. And I appreciate your trust in me. I will not betray you, folks. I'm here for freedom for all of us. When I started back in 1992, all this hair was completely jet black. All my life, I'm here to fight for all of us to live and let live. Live in love. Isn't that what life is all about? So let's work together. In order for us to keep expanding our peaceful restoration of America, what I want you to do is to talk to other people. And that's step 7. Okay. On our website, you see You go down there, and step seven is you by telling other people, okay, this is your freedom opportunity to get paid up to $5,000 for each American you free with our Freedom Opportunity Plan. Very simply said, text and email everybody our website and tell them here, here's the seven steps, free yourself, your family, America. A virus deception, robbery, and slavery. Let them do the same process. Give them a chance to be free. I know they may be afraid. Some of your friends and family members will be. They grip with fear. They're so programmed by the system, they cannot free themselves. And they will tell you, no, I'm not interested. No, you're going to go to jail. Folks, I guarantee you will not go to jail. I will pay for your defense in a Royal Freedom Package, in a Restore Freedom Plan. They will not put you in jail because everything you do is based upon law as published by government. You go to before a jury. I'll be there. I'll pay for an attorney to be there to keep you free. These criminals will not want to touch you. You rely on the law as published on government's own legal websites. So these guys get afraid. Don't take it personally. It's not about you. You're doing just fine. It's them they're in fear. So don't give up. Keep talking to other people. Keep texting to other people. Keep emailing your friends and family members and coworkers, people, anybody you know. Give them a chance. Some of these people will say, man, I was looking for someone like you to tell me this stuff. I knew something was wrong, but nobody was able to put their finger on it like you did. And I'll be happy that you did, and you'll be happy that you did. I'll send you cash in the mail or crypto with privacy, folks, all tax-free. So with that, folks, I want to encourage you to, again, go back to the front page of Freedom Law School's website and start, make sure you are taking seven steps below to live free of our deception, robbery, and slavery. You must get understand this and be involved and then tell others. With that, I give you all my love, and I hope every one of you will take the steps to free your mind, yourself, family, and America. Recording. 35 minutes. Okay. I'll do a short one on this thing right now, folks. A short article, short video. let's see. So I'm going to give her a bunch of stuff at on our website we have here and get to some of the key information that really needs to be set, okay? So, for example, some of the most important stuff is that the IRS is on mission critical. I'm going to talk about that. I'll talk about the suspension of going after people that have not filed 10-4 income tax confession form. I'll talk about the IRS taxpayer advocate. That's an important one. Yeah. And then maybe I go over mention the other articles we got there. Let's zero out the time, guys, because I'm going to start momentarily. Let's start with our great, late, great Irmanship. Well, that's Irmanship, by the way, folks. See him right there? Good man. A good man. And he didn't know what he was doing in a lot of ways because he was a pioneer. He made a lot of mistakes, unfortunately. But we learn from his mistakes. His mistakes is our successes, our wins, right? Those who do not learn from history are bound to repeat it. So we are learning, and that's why we're winning, right? Let's start again. No problem. I'm going to set the timer in 0 in just a second. And remember, folks, after the short video, I'm going to be answering any and all of your questions. Some of you, like Terry from Longaville, Georgia, have a question about the California Franchise Tax Board. We're going to get to your question just momentarily. Hello, my friends. I am Paimon Motahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this short presentation, I'll be sharing with you how IRS is crumbling. Yes. The IRS destroys 30 million files and has suspended collection letters. People who don't file 1040 income tax confession forms or other IRS tax confession forms. Yes. If you haven't been to our website, go there first at Live Free Now, and that's your point of start. Take the 7 steps below to live free of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery now at livefreenow.org. Based on U.S. government's official websites, find that verify that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file income tax. So start right there, folks. If you've not done so before, well, let's look at this now. Here is MSN and MSNBC. They say that the IRS insists, this is May, by the way, of 2022, that destruction of 30 million files of taxpayer data won't affect taxpayers. Now, when you go and read the IRS's own news release about this, which is on this page, here's what the IRS says on May 13, 2022, that the information returns, they are documents submitted to the IRS by third-party payers, not taxpayers, okay? So what the IRS claim is that the remaining 1% of those documents were destroyed due to a software limitation. Why? What software limitation? Well, because IRS is such an incompetent bunch of idiots. Broadly, this situation reflects the significant issues posed by IRS's antiquated IRS technology. Yes, they're running on 1960s COBOL assembly language, folks, still. And IRS is operating on mission-critical functions because they're falling apart. And another February 14th update, the IRS says that IRS suspends more than a dozen automated notices, including collection issues. Yes. And the IRS suspended automated collection notices normally issued when a taxpayer owes additional tax or has no record of filing a tax return. If they can't file a tax return on you, they'll leave you alone. Congratulations. Best way to have the IRS leave you alone now is to don't file 1040 income tax confession forms. Yes, those traps. And how about this chart, folks? If you've never seen this from Taxpayer Advocate Report, it's beautiful. This figure 3.10 about most litigated issues shows that IRS liens and levies seizures for 2010 to 2021. It peaked in 2011 to about 3.7 million and has gone down steadily throughout the years. 2021, he stood at only about 305,000. And now they take it down to practically zero. Folks, this is exciting news. I know you'll love it, but listen, you have to see the whole presentation for more juicy details. Go to the description below this video. There's a link to the full video. We'll give you more news, folks. You can be free. You deserve to live a free life. Go to our website, livefreenow.org, and start right there. Take 7 steps to free yourself of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery now. Okay. I'm going to get to your question now, folks. Oh, yeah. Should I do that? Well, you guys want me to make a commercial, a 30-second commercial? I'm going to make a 30-second commercial. I'm going to practice it. If you want to watch it, we're going to do that before getting to your questions about the different broadcast channels, folks. Like Stu Peters, other places that people are looking for freedom. They're looking for answers. I'm going to let them know. I'm going to do a few of these takes to see what works best, okay? Let's try a few.
So you're shooting for
30
seconds?
Yeah, I'm shooting for 30 seconds. Yeah, and late, maybe I'll do maybe one for a minute. We'll see how that goes, okay?
And these are for, like, universally anyone.
Anywhere,
like,
yes,
who
yeah.
You are, who we are.
Exactly.
Okay. First one, I'm going to start recording. Okay. And I'll give you a countdown. And 3, 2, 1.
Did you know that the only Americans who are required to file income tax are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and federal? Let's start again. I went too fast. Let's start again.
All right, let's start from 3. That's zeroed out, right?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Did you know that let's start again. Sorry. Let's do it again. Let's do it.
Three, 2, 1.
Did you know that based on U.S. government's official websites, 99% of Americans are not required to file income tax? You don't have to support the deep state in the IRS, FBI, CIA, CDC, FDA, all these crooks and criminals. Folks, I can help you be free now. Go to my website, livefreenow.org or Freedom Law School, and start living free now. 21 seconds. Yeah, I was almost there, wasn't I?
Mm-hmm.
1 second long. I think that will excuse that, huh? So that's one. Let's do another one. This time I'll try to be more on time. Hey, let's do one.
3, 2, 1.
Did you know that based on U.S. government's official websites, 99% of Americans are not required to file income tax, and you don't have to support the deep state criminals in the IRS, FBI, DOJ, CDC, or the FDA to kill you? Yes. Go to Freedom Law School's website, which I created, at livefreenow.org, and start living a free life now. Ah, went too long. I have to do some one-minute commercials, looks like, huh?
Well,
can't say much.
Reduce the middle part rather than listing them all and just leave it at, like, big government. Stop supporting big government.
Okay, got criminal government. Okay, let's do that, yeah.
Right. Going in, is that zeroed out? Sorry.
No, it's zeroed out.
Right. Starting in 3, 2, 1.
Did you know that 99% of Americans are not required to file and pay federal income tax based on the government's own official websites? And you do not have to support these criminal government agencies who try to destroy you. Folks, go to Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org and live free now. Livefreenow.org. Okay. Those are good ones. Maybe at the end I'll do a 1 minute and one at the end. Okay, don't keep our audience with questions waiting. Okay. All right, folks, we're going to put the call number on the screen to answer your questions that you have. So the call number is 657-383-1755. Push 1 on your telephone keypad, and that will let us know that you have a question. I will take your questions one at a time. And what telephone area code callers do we have now? Eight one eight area code first, second call from area code 970, and then area code 203. Those correct in that order? We have another one from 970, right? Okay. 818-203-970 and 953 area codes. 952. So hang in there, folks. And for those of you who have questions, please try to get your question on point quickly so I can help as many people as possible. I charge $600 an hour for my time because I'm just so incredibly busy helping as many people as I can. So here is your chance and other people's opportunity to ask me and try to help them at zero cost. So get your point quickly. I'll do my best to answer your question if it can be done in a short call like this. Let's go to the call from area code 818 from the heart of that International Communist Republic of Mexicana. This sad, the Golden State got destroyed. I escaped. Sorry, you're still stuck there, my friend. What is your first name? How did you
first name?
And then your question, please.
Yeah, first name is Parents. I heard about Freedom Law School via YouTube.
Go ahead.
Yeah. First name is Parents. I heard about Freedom Law School via YouTube.
Hold on. He's breaking apart, guys. Let me see if you can fix it. Okay, Terrence, try again. Are you there?
Okay. Yeah, so my simple questions are, I've got a request.
Hold on. You have a very bad connection. I need you to hang up, call back. You're just fine? Or maybe it's my fault then. Well, let me try my head, fix my thing. Okay, let's see. Try again. Are you there?
Yes, I got a request for a tax return from the county.
Well, my mind doesn't work very well. Hold on. Switch it. Okay, hold on. Let me see again. I'm going to switch it out of the screen, folks, okay? So you don't see my assistant for privacy reasons. Okay, I'm here with you. He's trying to fix this little technical glitch that we got. Some connection must be a little bit off. That is not working. Terrence, the talk again, maybe, so we can hear you again.
Yeah.
Do testing.
With the California Franchise Tax Board, I received a request for tax return.
Oh, I know. I got your letter. I know, Terrence. I got your letter. We'll be trying to fix this thing from the California Franchise Tax Board, the most aggressive of all state income tax agencies, far worse than the IRS. I have your letter right here. You live in Georgia. Congratulations. You left that conference. And your letter is dated May 10th, 2022. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So while my assistant is working on the why. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you did, yeah. Yeah, that was a test, actually.
Sorry.
So now that I got that, let me see what you got, okay? Well, this what letter you got is a request for tax return, right? It's not working?
Might
be my headset dropped that went bad or something, right? Might be, because everybody hears him just fine. Everybody seems to be just mine, okay. I may have to hear it from the other speakers to see if it works. But I'm going to try a different headset, Terrence, to see if that one works better. So anyhow, so what the FTB is doing, California Franchise Tax Board, okay? Let's test. Go to the, Terrence, you still live in Longville, correct?
Yeah, I'm here in Loganville.
No. He's not the headset. Okay.
Loganville, California.
Loganville, Georgia. Yeah, Loganville, Georgia. Okay. Problem. Apparently, he's not with that piece of equipment. We're going to figure out what's going on if you can. So, anyhow, this wants you to file a tax return because they claim that you got some, whatever, income from Tata Consultancy Services Limited. Well, the bottom line is that you are not physically in the state of California. They have no power on you whatsoever. However, they claim that this entity is in California and is paying you from California. And based upon that, they are coming after you. Now, let me ask you, do you do much with this company? This is for your 2020 or not?
Yeah. I believe it's alleged that I was in California for 3 months, and that's why they're.
For 3 months, and how much did you make in those 3 months?
My salary is $120,000 a year.
About how much?
Annual 120K.
Okay, you said you worked 3 months. So what
yeah.
do you mean annual? How much in that 3 months that you worked there did they pay you?
I guess if you divide that, that would be 30,000.
So for 3 months, they paid you $30,000, right?
Yeah, about, probably.
You can't work for them again? Have you worked for them in 2021, 22, in the future years, or not?
Yeah, but for Charlotte, not there in Cali, just 3 months there.
Okay. I wouldn't worry about this much if I was you, because they cannot come after you in Georgia. Because remember, America is not a country. America is 50 countries in a union, plus the federal government in Washington, D.C., makes it a 51 government. Each state is a country, like France and Germany and Italy are countries within the European Union. So I wouldn't worry about it too much. I can go over that in more detail. I want to ask you more questions about your situation and your relationship with this company in California. Privately, I think you want to do that. And it is for this reason that I dropped my hourly charge from $600 to half, $300 an hour, to enable you to get more clarity, clear, definitive answer on your questions. I want to worry about it too much.
Okay, thank you. And I just learned about remote hearings and filing fees. Can I have a remote hearing if they ever go to that?
Yeah, I suppose they made the remote hearing. Sure, I guess they do. Sure, because you're not even there. They have to give you a remote hearing. Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'll consider that $300 an hour.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Right. Yep.
Yes.
We're going to
do a quick test, folks. Okay, what are we going to do? Should I go with the other screen?
Yeah, click off the screen.
Okay, hold on, folks. I'm going to put the other screen on. Isn't that a lovely screen? Iris is falling apart. The number. Take a picture of that. Give it to your friends, folks, while we test that. Yeah, this is IRS levies, liens, and seizures for 2010 to 2010. Bad right there, folks. If that's not enough proof that the IRS is imploding, falling apart of its own, I don't know what is. Yeah. Yes? I'm going to put the tri-headphones one more time to see if the problem can be solved by our IT people somehow or another. We're going to try it one more time.
Now you can see what the 1040 form says.
Okay.
It means throw me in prison if everything
up.
On this form is not true,
is
correct, and complete. Read the red area, folks, on the right of the screen. Okay? You are swearing things under oath that is true, correct, and complete. So if you don't want to put the rope around your neck that you lied on the form, okay, you don't have cryptocurrency, even though the IRS cannot.
We are working on this sound issue.
Go ahead and talk.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I can see your audio levels from your microphone.
You can hear me now, folks? Okay, muted still?
Well, give it a few seconds. I'm on the
okay.
reaction to the delay.
All right. Okay. Can you guys hear me? Hear me?
I'm testing you out.
Test it. 1, 2, 3. You're okay, I'm back. Okay. All right, let's go to the call from area code 970. What is your first name? How you heard about Freedom Law School? And then your question, please.
Hi, my name is Amy. I'm from Colorado.
Uh-huh, yes.
And my question is, I am creating a new business, and in this process, I'm learning that I'm being asked to create an EIN number, a tax ID number for my business. My question is there any hesitations in creating that? Anything I need to be aware of in creating it? It seems to do business, that's just expected. But because this is all new to me, I'm looking for reassurance that that's okay, or any advice in doing that or not doing that.
Well, unfortunately, Amy, we live in a corrupt situation where to do banking and be able to cash other people's checks, to get credit cards or process credit cards, they want a Satan surveillance number or slave surveillance number, okay, or they call it TIN or EIN. So that's the reality that we deal with. Ideally, we didn't have to be in this situation, but until we make further progress with losses for freedom, the freedom lost wants and needs to do with your support, that's what it is. So if that's what you need to do, that's okay. You can create an entity. You can create a limited liability company or a corporation or a trust and have it get a number to use for banking purposes and related to banking. If that's what it is right now, do it.
Yeah, so I created the LLC, and then, you know, when I'm creating how I set up to make the transactions and create the account for banking, just as you said, you know, I can't create it unless I have this number.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you just like Social Security number, it's like, well, okay, so you have my information, but it doesn't mm-hmm. mean that I'm going to be contributing to the story. But I will jump through your hoop and create the number. Is that kind of how I look at it?
It's a control mechanism. It's a tool for them to track you better, okay? But it doesn't mean that you have to file and pay income tax because of that, or they got you
to
school.
Right.
Because it's not so. Even people that have given at their job at their Satan surveillance number, okay, and the employer forces them to fill out a W-4 form and issues a false W-2 form to the IRS when that person's number for the IRS to track, that does not mean that they're lost or done. No, it doesn't. That I give you still with that person even a 7-year $1 million guarantee, the IRS will not take any of your money for minimum 7 years for every single 10, 40 year that you don't file because you don't owe it in the first place. So
yeah,
I wish it was perfect, but we don't have that perfect situation yet. So yes, at this time, go ahead and do what you need to do. However, I recommend you go through the 7 step of freedom law school, okay, and to see yourself. But how did you hear about freedom law school?
Really just word of mouth. So it's the friends I'm starting to hang out with.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, have they joined Freedom Law School yet? Your friends themselves or not?
One of them is, and that is my next, like I said, I'm just starting to get all this business stuff set up and looking at your website pretty thoroughly. I absolutely will be joining on.
Okay. Very good. And in that case, you're going to get unlimited consultation on this and other related questions that can advise you more fully, because that is the purpose of the Restore Freedom Plan, Royal Freedom Package Plan, is to help you any and all of these IRS-related issues like the Satan surveillance number, work, business, withholding, all these kind of issues. So you set up properly, you understand fully what's going on, so you can have the peace of mind and confidence to go from here with success and prosperity and happiness for you. So let's go over that in more detail when you join us. And I'd be happy to give you more specific
Analysis. Okay. Thank you for everything. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Amy. Let's go to the caller from area code 203. Give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hi, Paymon. My name is Eric. I heard about Freedom Law School originally, I don't know, it was a long time ago, and then most recently through a friend, kind of you guys came back on my radar. My question is about the service. Shall I continue?
Yes.
Hello? Okay. My question is about the specific services, because a lot of us who would be interested in getting your services and the peace of mind they provide, as you pointed out earlier, have to contend with people in their lives that may not see eye to eye, and some of those people, you know, may be wrapped up intimately in their decision-making processes, logistically. So what I'm trying to get is something like concrete that I can use to assuage that person's mind beyond what's on the website in terms of like win statistics, like, you know, of F Freedom Law School's clients over the last 20 whatever years, you know, 80% never even heard from the IRS, and of the 20 that did, this happened and this happened, and like, you know, so I could take that person and say, look at the stats. This completely works. And I don't know if that would be the appropriate question for now, frankly, but your office said to come on here and ask it, so as opposed to doing it, you know, in private consultation. I could do that as well, but just going with what they suggested. Is that
sure.
Clear?
Good questions, fair questions.
Thank you.
So the best
thing can I ask you before you go on, there was one other thought in my mind relatedly, which is that, you know, the letters to Congress are all about the fundamentals, about who really owes it according to the law. But in the WIN section of testimonials, a lot of them seem to be about technicalities, mistakes that the IRS made, and the judgments were passed without prejudice, meaning that the IRS could theoretically come back again and reattack. So that kind of plays to the same general theme as my previous question.
Okay. Very good question. Obviously, you're doing your homework, Eric. Eric with a CRK, by the way.
What?
With Eric with a C or Eric with a K?
Oh, with a C.
With a C. Okay. All right. You're asking a very good question. So the number one win that we have at Freedom Law School is that the vast majority of people get to be left alone. They do not hear from the IRS or not hear anything besides dumb computer-generated letters. Now, the percentage of people that have been left alone over the years has been growing. IRS in 1960s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and early 2000s years was an aggressive agency. In 1990, when the Restructuring and Reform Act, IRS Restructuring and Reform Act was passed by Congress, that hearings on Congress, IRS abuse of power, the IRS started going down. They got shocked. Because witnesses were testifying behind, you know, like behind like a cover, like mafia. They were testifying against mafia, okay? And the IRS can be a mafia. So really took the sales out of the IRS in 1998. The Great Depression of 2008 was another hit for the IRS, because now people don't have any money for them to collect. So Obamacare, so-called Obamacare, was another hit for the IRS, because now they have to go after people who don't have health insurance and penalize them. In mid-70s, Congress passed a law gradually over years to include more people to get earned income tax credit. If you're low income, have children at home, depending on how much you make and how many children you have, they give you money. It's a complex formula of subsidizing the poor, and they spend 25% of their efforts in our IRS energy on making sure those people do not get paid more than they deserve under the law. And the IRS computers since the 1960s, which have not been and cannot be updated to newer languages, newer technology, with time they just keep being falling apart. It's not working like it should. And there are less and less programmers available fix, repair, and maintain COBOL assembly language, individual master, follow the IRS. So in 2010, as you see on the chart that showed you, the IRS has declined, accelerated. And that's why I have this chart of the IRS levies. Speaks millions to that, this chart. This shows the entire IRS operations has been getting hit. And the corona hoax was the latest shock. Even 2018, IRS levies was down to 640,000, okay, from the top at 2011 of 3.7 million. So the percentage of our people that have been left alone has been increasing. Now, I never took an exact number. I cannot do that because some people get some letters, which are harmless. Some people never get nothing at all. Most people now, I tell you, will get nothing at all. 99%. Seriously. I think it's close to 99%. But people still believe the IRS is this big, powerful monster will get you because they have a W-2 on you, or 1099 that somebody sends to the IRS, and you think, oh, I'm sunk. They know about me. It's not so. So you're right about the victories on our website, our technicalities that be there, which was a good experience for me because I learned how to beat the IRS. I went against tax court in the IRS back in 1995. Was the first time I was in there. And I learned a lot from my own case. And then I started helping others. So all that technical experience was very good for me. The stuff I'm teaching now is only about 2.5 years old. It's so new, it hasn't been really tested. But it may not need to be tested because it's an insurance policy. And so we'll let people being attacked also allows me to build a fund that will grow. Even in the worst-case scenario, if necessary, I can reimburse people, you know, in case things don't go perfectly. But I know I can give everybody a 7-year, million-dollar guarantee for every year because I would not put my neck on the line and my credibility on the line to offer something that I could not back up. And it would destroy me. Freedom also, our reputation, and then all of you. I grew slowly in this movement. Back in 1990s, my late 90s, I knew more about Norman Shifted about what to do with the IRS. Early 2000 years, I knew I was the best at this stuff already compared to other people in the movement. But I still did not have the name and fortune because I was not so older with this white hair, okay? An experience. Right. That I'm 9 years old. That makes a difference. So I grew very slowly and carefully. I was not as aggressive about the IRS and saying bluntly, you have no legal, constitutional, ethical, moral duty to pay even $1 to the IRS, except if you are a citizen or resident of D.C. or a federal worker, because I did not have it nailed like I do right now. With a law available on internet, on governments, on websites for free. Technology has changed. Technology can be a blessing or a curse. Well, I take advantage of the blessings. So, and I can tell you this though, I've never had anybody that came to me clean with the IRS, with no previous IRS issues, ever go to prison with the IRS. Not even once. And if I've come to meet people clean, and I cannot think of one person came to me clean that IRS was even levied against them, took their paycheck or bank accounts, because they came to me clean. Back in the old days, 90s and early 2000 years, IRS was more together. And most people came to Freedom Law School who they stopped filing and paying income tax through somebody else that turned them on to the income tax issue. Most of them were patron mythology or baseless nonsense. So they would come to me because their guru or expert went out of business. They looked online and found me. Okay. And so I took on these people's pre-existing mess and did my best and won a lot of them. Not everyone. Some of them are so messed up. Some cases were so bad that I had to go back to the system. People came to me that I literally took $1 million from them as I was in Washington, D.C. in an event, and I couldn't stop it. I tried to get the money back for them. Some of them being indicted by the grand jury. Someone called me one time. They were convicted of a criminal case. Then they called me. So I can't give you a number because people come to me in pre-existing messy situations that no one can fix. But as I said, people who came to me clean, never got out of jail. I can't recall any one of those that even lost a dollar that was not related to some of the years that they didn't file. I mean, before me, that they did the wrong stuff. So, and now, of course, you look at our web, make sure it's on our website. I'll show it to everybody else. Folks, if you go to our website, okay, you see on the top, on the victories, there's a drop-down menu right there. Freedom Law School victories over the IRS and student victories over the IRS. So those of you who have not looked at those, this is Freedom Law School victories. These are my personal victories over the IRS. There's four listed. There's more I've been too busy to put on here. Okay? And the other page is student victories against the IRS. There's scores of them with documentation that you can check out. I can add a few more on there, but there's so many in there. What would adding more would do? You know, it's just, so that's the best information I can give you about that, our success track and history and what's coming. And for the people now joining, it's even better because with all these years of experience, I know our legal procedures. CPAs, accountants know nothing about legal procedures to challenge the IRS. They pretend to know, but they don't know nothing. The procedures are in the last section of this book. See where all the tabs are? Yeah, it's called procedure and administration and the court cases that go with it. The fact that I learned that, it gives me extra boost in addition to all the fundamentals that you've seen that I know to beat the IRS with. So does that help you, give you a better perspective, Eric?
I mean, I think I had a good perspective, but it helps me it gives me some tools to help communicate that to people that are not on board. So, yeah, that's very helpful. I appreciate that very much.
The biggest thing you can say about that first, Eric, about talking to other people, is this is, tell them, look, Avon has not paid any income taxes since 1990, not even $1. He's been promoting, telling people don't file income tax openly. He's never been indicted by the IRS. They'll attack them, and he's beaten them even in their own court. Why don't they indict him and put him in prison? If there's a law required for him to file income tax, if what he's saying is tax evasion, how come he's not in prison? He's loud. They're openly talking about it, right? Well, you know what the experience? Like in remember in Lost in Space TV series, robot would say, does not compute. Does not compute. Right? So, well,
I'll tell you, man, that's my mentality and your mentality because we're looking at the fundamentals and the facts and the way the logic works. Some people look more like let's say secondary characteristics. Like, for example, what they imply or what they think it means to have an American flag tie or, you know what I mean? Like, oh, those marketing materials don't look good to me. That's another kind of way that people that may look at things that is not my way or your way. But when people are thinking of things in those terms, then it's very hard to, you know, then a logical argument like the one you just made falls on deaf ears because they're not thinking in those terms. They're thinking about the superficial elements, not the fundamental elements. You know, so that's what I'm, the difficulty I'm dealing with. Just, I don't know if anybody else out there has to deal with that, but FYI.
Well, here, I'm going to show you guys this. So check this out. You guys are having some fun. Here, I can't put this on the screen, guys. You know, here we go. Can everybody hear that? I can hear, okay? Does not compute. The robot does not compute. He says, does not compute. How come Payman's not in prison? Does not make sense. I'm confused, you know? I'm going to put that on our website. But anyhow, look, you know, I understand that, but the bottom line reality of it is that is all just excuses.
Mm-hmm.
They're just afraid to look at this, you know, and they don't want to tell you that. So they pick on, the website looks like this, it looked like that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, let me tell you about our website. You know, I tell people this, you know, why do you think you're in Las Vegas or your street McDonald's is a big M, the huge size they have on the streets, all the retail stores, because they want to get your attention. They're not trying to look classy. They want to get your attention. Someone goes to the website, you got to do is get their attention. Here it is. That's why I say students, big cheese, over the IRS on this page. I have this cartoon, right? That says the IRS, everybody thinks it's Miss Godzilla. Miss reality is this cartoon. Okay? So, you know, so people don't like it. They're not really, they're a bunch of communists. They believe in the central governmental authority to tell them what to do, what's good for them. Many Americans are communists. They don't call themselves that, but they are. My brother is an exception. He actually told me for decades he's openly a communist Marxist. But people that say I vote Democrat, you're a communist. You're a socialist. You believe society and government should run you, everybody, what's better for you, because they know better. You're just a stupid dummy that needs the government to take care of you. Slave mentality. That's what it really is. So don't buy into that. Just talk to other people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some people may not want that, but they feel so terrorized. Which I'm thinking I was raised under that, actually. And is so terrorized, no doubt, like in their soul from that they just can't see that power is, like you said, the Wizard of Oz behind the man in the curtain. They think that it's real, and maybe for them it was, you know what I mean? But they don't realize that they're in a different place now, you know? Anyway, I appreciate you taking some time and answering.
In the 80s, were terrorized by the IRS. She's just afraid of tech. She's a freedom leader out in the Tampa area, but because her parents were terrorized and she was terrorized, she can't go over that. But most people is not that. Most people is afraid. My mother was never terrorized by the IRS, but she thinks IRS is this, powerful thing. You know, they're just, and they just don't, they just want to get along. You know, that's all it is. So, what can you do for people that, God, that all you can do is pray for them, talk to them, educate them, wish them the best, and go to the next person.
Yeah, it's true. Because
anybody cannot be free.
Very true. Thank you so much for your time, David. I appreciate it very much.
My pleasure. Let's go to our next, before we go to our next caller, what other calls do we have besides the one from area code 952?
We have four more
callers. Okay. Okay. We got four more callers, guys. We have to make it quicker. From area code 952-405-707-952-713. I guess 952 is already there, so he's the next one already anyhow. 952 caller, your first name, how you heard about law school. We have two area codes, 952 callers. Oh, we have two. Okay. We get the prefix of the call from area code 952, the first one. Hold on, folks. Just a moment. Enjoy the cartoon, folks. Okay? That is until we get that figured out.
Okay. Drop down the list. So, yeah, we can take him next.
Area code 952 caller.
Yeah.
Okay, my friend, you are live. Your first name, hi. You heard about freedom in law school. And then your question, please.
Julie? Did you get that?
Yes, and how did you hear about Peter Moskow, Julie?
I heard about it through Stu Peter's program. I watched you on Stu Peter's a couple times.
Great. And
yeah.
How may I help you?
I'm in Minnesota. And so I'm 65 and a half. My husband's 65 and a half also. He's on Social Security. He just got on it, last year? And I'm still working part-time. We're making, you know, kind of minimal income, not really big income. His Social Security isn't that much. My income is not that much for part-time work. It's kind of like a sales job, you know, like a lead generator. And anyway, so he's been doing the taxes for the last couple of years. He's been going to a tax person, you know, to do our taxes. And he's not working at all, so there's no income besides Social Security. And so they're claiming we owe all this money, and I called the tax lady and said, well, why do we owe all this money? And she says, well, you're not taking enough taxes out of your W-2 form. And then she looked over the stuff, and she said, well, it looks like they're not taking any taxes out of his Social Security check. And so she wants me to pay for his taxes for his social Security check, along with more money taken out of my check, which is, you know, a very small amount. It's just the first time. So I'm just trying to figure out what we should do in this situation, because it just seems like highway robbery here is what it's trying to take a lot of money out of from our small amount of income. So what would you suggest, or, I mean, do you think I need to, she said something about I need to fill out a W-4 Minnesota form, which I've never heard of. What would you recommend in this situation?
Okay. In your situation, it's pretty simple. Go to our website, livefreenow.org, and you go down there to step 6, okay, with that. $1 million. Step 6. Okay?
Step 6. Okay.
Yep. And then there's a link to the Royal Freedom Package, which is going to become the Restore Freedom Plan. So you open that link in a new tab. Okay? Once you click on that, Step 6 shows up. And you scroll down to near the bottom of the page. Okay? And there, Bobby, Steve, take a note. We have the bomb paragraph twice. We got to get rid of it. Says Steve, this exact thing. We got to delete one of those paragraphs by mistake. We never got to it. So there's a click here to review the Royal Freedom Package Agreement application. Okay? So you click on that, and you see the Royal Freedom Package Agreement and application. Okay? Again, this will be Restore Freedom Plan. Now, when you go to this thing, you scroll down at the very, go all the way down to the bottom. Okay, and you see the Royal Freedom Package application in the blue hyperlink. You open that in a new tab, okay, and that's apply for the Royal Freedom Package, which I'm going to zoom in for you, okay. Fill it out. It's always simple, you know, two-page thing. Very simple. Read it, understand it, everything on our website. Sign it, get it to us. Now, you go back to the Royal Freedom Package page. You go back up. There's a scholarship I did specifically for people like you, Julie, and your husband, lower-income Americans who cannot afford the standard price that we have. Okay, so we go back up, and you see I just passed the scholarship. The standard price for the program is, let's go back up to it. Where is it? Here we go. Where is it? Okay. Here we go. It's right now is $9,900 for the first year and $4,500 for each year thereafter. It's going to be $4,500 up to $5,500 by July, August 15th, and the first year will become $12,000. Now, that obviously too much for you because it doesn't make sense for you financially to join. So I want you to join and make it feasible and financially beneficial for you to have a better life and stop these criminals from deceiving you into paying this money unnecessarily to the enemies of American people. So you go down to here, scholarship application. Okay, you see the gold bar. You click on that, open that link in the new tab, and you fill out the application. Okay, which is here. It's only, again, a very short two-page application. Basically, you can show us that your situation, okay, and fill it out. It's not under oath. You show us basically your financial situation, and I will give you a discount on that, a scholarship to lower that so that your enrollment amount will be less than $9,900, depending on your situation. And it's not under oath. It's not under penalty of perjury. You just tell the truth and be honest with us. Because the only penalty for you not lying, not telling the truth, is when if something happens and your situations have improved and not told us about it, you'll not be covered. We want to make sure it's affordable for everybody like you. But people are doing better, you know, we ask them to pay the more thing so that allows us to give people like you who are truly need a scholarship discount to give it to you and make the program work for everybody. And when you do that, you will get unlimited consultation about all the stuff that you can describe. Unlimited. And anything in the future. Anything about the IRS related will be handled by Freedom Law School at zero extra charge. Now, how much the scholarship will be dropped, the membership to you from $9,900 to $5,000, $3,000, $1,000, whatever it is. It depends on your situation. We make it in a way that you come out ahead. If you want to get an idea how I do that, I'll give you an idea. What you do, the way you can do it on your own, if you want to get an idea, is go to our front page at liftfreenow.org under Education Materials tab. Sorry, I went too fast. Under Education Materials tab, go down to how much are you giving the IRS. The fourth item down on this drop-down menu. When you go there, you will see this page. Okay, how much are you giving to the It's Really Satan? And you go down below the video, you see these charts. Depending on your marital status, whether you're employer or self-employed, it gives you an idea how much you pay income tax and other social security taxes. In your case, you're a married employee, you know, kind of a thing. You click on that, it enlarges it. It shows your married employee, for example, at $60,000 annual income, how much individual income tax they pay, payroll taxes, and total. So this might help you get an idea how much you're paying, and I use it and to get an idea how much you're paying income tax to make sure that you come out ahead and with a scholarship it is lowered to make it affordable for you to get the help you want, get the peace of mind you want, and be able to join us in our quest to restore freedom for all Americans. Does that help you with that question?
What was that? What was that?
Does that answer your question for you?
Okay, what was your question?
No, does that answer your question for you?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm having a bad connection here. Yeah, it's just a lot of stuff that it's hard to keep track of it all, but I will do it, yeah. I will do it to the best of my ability, and then I'll get... You said to go down to 6 or something, question 6. Is that what you said?
Call my office tomorrow. Call my office tomorrow. Just put the number on the screen for everybody to see. Call Field Marshall, and someone here will guide you through all that and answer all your questions.
Yeah, that might help. It's kind of hard to do it when you're on the phone. Yeah.
We'll guide you through it all. No problem.
I will. Okay. I will. I'll tell them what you told me, and I'll go through it with somebody on the phone. That sounds good. I'll do that.
Very good. Thank you, Julie, for your question. Let me get to the next callers, okay? We have a call from area code 707, followed by 952. Another caller looks like, and 713 area code. If you have more people with callers, let us know. We'll get to every one of you, I promise you. 952 we already spoke to. So let's go call from area code 707 from Northern California. No, I'm all right. Call from 405 also. Yes, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
My name is Sebastian. I've been following for years. I was at a festival, and the guy was handing out CDs with you, and I just remembered your website, and then decades later looked it up. So I've been watching your videos, your Freedom Hour. But recently the IRS, I mean not the IRS, the California Franchise Tax Board took like $600 from my account after I've been ignoring them, all their letters and stuff. And I don't make a lot of money. I don't have I just started on as an independent contractor to sell solar door to door. And I was wondering if I should, I filled out the W-9, but I was wondering, do I need to set up as an LLC and do I refill it out or do I need a EIN and stuff like that to be able to start making money?
Well, making money is a function of how well you do your job. And maybe you have a good opportunity or not. If you sell door-to-door, you could also sell our Restore Freedom plan, the Royal Freedom Package plan. You might make more money that way, up to $5,000 a pop. So you may want to consider that if solar does not do well for you. But the answer to your question is the same as you heard me tell Julie. Go through the same steps. Join the Restore Freedom Plan Royal Freedom Package and apply for scholarships since you're low income. I'll drop the price and then help you from what you got. Again, these charts I'm showing you guys on the screen are to help you get an idea of what works. You're a single person, independent contractor that helps you at $25,000 a year. You're paying, it's really stated, about $4,400. That's $40,000 a year. You're paying, it's really stated, almost $8,000. So I will drop the membership price to make sure you come on ahead, my friend, and get all the help that you need. So how long have you known a Freedom Law School for, by the way, Sebastian? How many years?
Oh, it's probably 20 years. I printed out one of those scholarship forms, but I figured I haven't really made any money yet, so I don't know if there's real need to be protected yet. But, I was just wondering also about, the franchise tax board and everything. Should I just get an LLC and make a bank account for that and put all my money in that? Is that the way to do it? Or
that would be helpful. But that would not be end all be all. See, let me, you see, $600 would not have been gone had you got some help, had you not tried to do it by yourself. And let me tell you something else, my friend. I will let you make a payment plan like everybody make a payment plan. So I know you don't make a lot of money. I've been in your shoes. And I'm thinking, man, I have no money to give anybody else. I don't have the money to join you. I wish I did, but I don't. Well, I solved that problem for you. I'll lower the price and let you make payment plan. And on top of that, since you are not afraid to go talk to people, I give you a chance to pay for your membership and make more money by talking to people, not about just solar, but about being free. Everybody's not a solar customer, right? Some people are renters. Some people don't have enough roof space to make solar make sense for them. Although they have trees around the house that sun doesn't hit very much, right? But most everybody has an income tax problem that they want to, if they knew they could solve. So maybe you could spend your time doing that and you might surprise yourself that you won't be poor. That's why I created the Freedom Opportunity Plan for people exactly like you, my friend, okay? The bottom line is that, look, step 7 of the website, there it is. This is for you. Somehow like you, Sebastian. How much you make per average solar sale? $5,000 for average solar sale? How much you make, Sebastian?
That's I haven't made any yet, but yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
Well, hold on. How much did you make 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago? On the average sale, you'd sold something. How much do you make per sale of whatever you sold? $20? $200? $2,000?
Yeah, I used to make $40 selling something else.
$40. Well, you guys said 100 of those, and that's not equal one regular Royal Field Magazine membership. Look at that. 5,000. Each American, you're free. For each. By the way, Steve, make it over. I make this free all caps, by the way, to stand out better, Steve. Okay, let's do that. Make a note, please. So, yeah. So, but that's why I say get with us on a scholarship paper plan, and I'll help you. I cannot give you a simple bulletproof answer on the phone. I'm sorry. It's not one of those things. Calvin and Franchise Tax Board is very aggressive. The most aggressive of all state income tax agencies. That's one reason I left that call, Mr. Public. In fact, I would suggest to you one attack that you should do is to leave. Come to the free state of Florida. The jobs here begging hourly jobs. There's a local place, Amscod money order place, they have on the door for $15 an hour for the last 4 months. Starting point. On the door, big sign. Still there. $15 an hour, full time. $600 a week. Right? Over $2,500 a month in a low-cost Brooksville, Florida, small town. Why are you staying with that? California is going down. That's one thing to do is just ship out. Get the heck out of that Communist Republic. That offers new opportunities for you. Okay? So think about that. Call our office tomorrow, and my help, and my activist on the phone will guide you through further, my friend. Okay? Thank you for calling, Sebastian. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's go to the call from your code 713, followed by the call from your code 405. 405 first, sorry. 405, you're first. Sorry. Sorry, you're first. Your first name. How you heard about us? And then your question, please. Are you there? America 405. Okay, he's not there right now. Area code 713, area code caller. Are you there? Okay.
Hello?
Off America 713, yes, I can hear you. Your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question.
Cody?
Yes. Tony, okay. And how you heard about Freedom
yes,
Law
sir.
School?
So I heard about Freedom Law School, actually. Since I was little, there's a man named Kent Hovind, and we, my family, watched a lot of his stuff, and he battled different taxes and in his experience, and we've kind of heard. I've known just growing up with my family, and we're real conservative. Just, you know, their taxation is theft, and it's not, you know, actually legal what they're doing. And so I just kind of researched it myself online. I was just like, I want to kind of look and see if anybody has any information. And I just stumbled across your website. So
very good.
That's kind of how I came to know you.
I'll help you.
But my question, what's that, sir?
So you heard about us online. Great. And how may I help you?
So I work as a paramedic here in town, but it's I work for the government agency. But I was just curious because I know you said something about it doesn't, you know, someone who, you know, works for the federal government isn't able to do the tax stuff. They have to pay their income taxes. I don't work for the federal government, but I do work for the state of Texas government, actually really for a county more so. But I didn't know if it would still be something I could do or not, because based upon being a paramedic and working for the government, I just kind of was a little bit hesitant with that.
Nope. Remember, America is not a country. The president
right.
gives the union address because America is a union of 50 states. Some states have corona lockdowns, like California, New York. South Dakota never had one. Florida had very small, limited, short duration one because they're their own countries. The federal government is the agent of the states. It's not like federal government, states, counties, cities, and people. It's the other way around. Okay? It's got people, counties, cities, states, and then federal government has been delegated a few powers. So, yes, you can be free just as much as a guy who works for the private sector.
Something I was kind of worried about. I, you know, just didn't know. And I kind of did some research. I did see that you said that. And so I wanted to just double check and confirm, because I didn't want to get myself in trouble with that. And, you know.
Okay. Any other questions?
Not right now. I mean, I'm sure I'll have a lot later. I'm just still need to watch your videos and kind of go through. I mean, maybe in the future I'll call back again and have some more questions, or just call in to y'all's office and ask. So, but I appreciate your time, sir.
You're welcome. As usual, start, I say, with step one. If you've not, you don't just watch the videos. Go take the 7 steps in order at livefreenow.org. Make sure you take step one. You understand that. Then you go to step two. You can take them briefly, take each of these steps, right? And then go back, go through each step in more detail, okay? But definitely go through these steps. Make sure you take the first, 5 steps, okay? Okay, before you go to step 6, I want you to understand it. I want you to be comfortable with all this stuff, okay? Because you need to understand what's going on to feel good and really be free of stress and fear. Do you have any more callers from any place?
Yeah,
830 caller, area code caller, and?
Yeah, my name's Kurt. I'm from Texas.
Kurt from Texas. And how did you hear about your mom, Kurt?
Well, I think I heard about you in 2010 in Austin during the Liberty and Freedom Conference.
Where was it at?
Austin, Texas.
You know? Okay, I don't think I was there, but it's okay. But over 10 years ago, good enough, okay?
Right.
How can I help you, Kurt?
My question has to do, I haven't filed since 2018. And when I filed in 2018, I did it under duress by one of these, collection guys that just kept saying he was going to take my house and take my land and all this other stuff. And so my position is right now, my last filing was in 2018. Of course, I didn't send them anything. And then, so up to this point, I haven't filed anything since then. Would this system help me still?
Sure. Why wouldn't it help you?
Oh, I don't know. That's why I'm asking. So my other question is, you say on there that you have a 7-year guarantee insurance policy to that?
It's not an insurance policy. No, it's a performance guarantee. Just like when you buy a car, your accountant, bookkeeper, HR block, these guys, they give you zero warranty, as is. You walk out with a car, HR block, and you ask audits, harasses you, wants to come after you in prison, whatever, you have to pay extra. And no guarantee the IRS will not put you in prison or take your money. State, right? To law school, I give you 100% guarantee following our program. You will not go to prison, number one, ever. I pay for the lawyers. I'll be there with them to defend you, assist you in defending. Number two, when it comes to taking your money, as will not for 7 years minimum not take anything of yours. It's like buying a car for me at for 7 years, you get a 1,000,000-mile guarantee. That's not an insurance policy. As the car maker telling you, I got such a good car. It's well-built and that will run for 1,000,000 miles with no problems. Otherwise, he will pay for all the repairs. For 7 years, 1,000,000 miles. That's what that is. Does that help you with that question?
So if I... Let's say I signed up tomorrow, and that would help me with my warranty for 7 years. And then does that just keep going? Because doesn't the IRS have like a 10 years to come back at you or something?
Well, the warranty will continue every year. And the IRS coming after you as a filer or non-filer is different. But don't worry about all that stuff. That doesn't matter. Because if they do come after you, I know how to beat them. Okay?
Okay.
No way I can transfer all that knowledge about how to make a car from Cadillac or Ford into your head how to make a car and maintain it right. I can give all that to you right now. Just know, I know my stuff so well that after 30 years, I would not give you a $70 million guarantee for every single year unless I knew I could do easily better than that.
Right. So previously you mentioned that a lot of the stuff you're teaching now is about 2 years old and it really hasn't been tested yet. So what do we do with that? Is that just, I don't know.
One reason it has not been tested is because the IRS has not come after our people. What can I do? IRS, come on now and mess with some people so you get to test it out.
I got you.
And leave people alone. What can I do?
They haven't approached the gate yet, so I get you.
You know, that's why I'm able to offer an office policy, because IRS is in such a meltdown that they're not coming after people.
Right,
so
yeah.
The law school is your peace of mind, you know, program, you could say, or policy, whatever. And knowing that's backed up not just by some promise, but because it's backed up by knowledge. Myself, I've attached a court case from 01 to 06. We were in tax court in 2013 and 15. It continued 16. We're right now 2022. The appeal is still going on, still not finished. Because the legal time process also takes time. But during that time, you are protected. IRS cannot take your money while you're properly challenging them in these steps. And that's one thing I'm an expert on. Better than tax lawyers. I'll tell the lawyers what to do this stuff. Because they don't learn this, teach this stuff in the law school. They do not teach the lawyers how to do law in law school. Same with a tax lawyer.
It's kind of like doctors in natural medicine, right? Just
exactly.
Doesn't happen.
Exactly.
Another question. What are the actual, I'm not talking about payment people to wire money, or how do y'all accept payment?
Cash in the mail or cryptocurrency? Because the U.S. Supreme Court in 1970s ruled that whenever you use banks, because the bank employees are strangers to you and you let them see your checks, you have no expectation of financial privacy. Well, so you don't mind if the government also give that information. So you have a right to financial privacy, but not when you bank. So if you want to maintain
your
privacy,
I read that on your site.
That's why I use cash and crypto for 30 years. Just fine.
So there is a way to get money to you other than cryptocurrency? Because I don't do cryptocurrency.
Cash. What you do?
Cash.
Is you take these blue pieces of paper. You've probably seen them around, right? Seen these things? You put a bunch of them in the mail, in a party mail envelope or express mail. You ship them up to Freedom Law School. Then you call, give us a tracking number that post office give you for free. And the amount you have in there, and you're paid. Freedom Law School accepts all the risk. I've done it this way for 30 years. Just fine.
Okay. Well, I guess that's the only questions I have for now. And I guess if I'm a individual business owner, so this same information will apply to my business.
Again, you are not citizen or resident of Washington D.C. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you are not you don't contract with the federal government, correct?
No.
Then you are not obligated in any way to pay federal income tax any more than someone from France, Japan, or Egypt.
Correct. Okay. All right. Well, I'll be look up ways to send you guys some Federal Reserve notes.
Called United States Postal Service, and opening up the mail by anybody except the recipient is a federal crime. They all know it, all postal employees. They do not open up. Priority mail, express mail,
right.
Holy soul. You can be safe knowing that. I've been on this page for decades. No problem. And the risk is on me. And I've never had a problem with it. So that's what we just have to do, because we have to deprogram ourselves. They tell us, don't do cash. Well, I want to pay my utilities by cash, electric bill. I get a money order for that.
Right.
Because you don't know who on the other end opens it up. Here, you look at the guy that opened the envelope. It's me. I'm responsible. Okay, I'm an accountant myself. And I need to be called. It's received. And a receipt will be mailed to you in the mail also. Okay?
Got you. Well, yeah. thanks for taking the questions and so many questions. I apologize for taking up so much time, but you cleared up a lot of things for me.
No problem, my friend. I'm glad you called, Kurt. And I think we have one more caller from Erica 405. Is that correct? Another Erica from Erica 415. And the one from 405 is gone. Let's try 405 if he's back. Are you there? From Erica 405. Yeah, 405 caller. Are you there? You're not there? Erica 405 caller. Let's go to the 415 Erica caller. All right. What is your first name? And then your question.
Yeah, my name is James. I originally heard about you through Johnny Liberty years ago. And my question is regarding, you mentioned to come down to Florida and move to Florida. So I've actually been here last couple months, kind of in between working. And some parts of it are nice. But it's a little too hot and humid, and I actually really prefer California, and I have two sons that live in California. So I'm wondering if there's a way that I could establish residency in Florida while simultaneously living in California, like getting a Florida driver's license, or how would I be able to do that? Because I just like California. I lived there for 25 years. Don't like the franchise tax board, and so I want to make it so I can, basically establish residency in Florida, and then I would even consider maybe buying a house or something in Florida and renting it out. But if I could just get by with, renting a mailbox, or, I have a cousin who lives in Florida. If I put down her address, what do you think?
You can do that. Let me ask you a couple more questions, James. Tell me how old you are, how old are your children, how much you make approximately, are you an employee or work for yourself, and what do you do for a living?
I'm 58 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My two sons are 25 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I work as an over-the-road truck driver. Theoretically, mm-hmm. I don't really have any address. I live out of the truck. I make about $150,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
I actually want to retire in like 18 months and then maybe do day trading or something. I just inherited a house in the island of Corfu, Greece, and I like to spend time in Thailand. But I wanted to have a home base in the U.S., and believe it or not, you can still buy houses for under $100,000 in Lake County, California. And I was thinking about buying a house there and then having, let's say, my residency in Florida. So while I'm doing day trading, I'm not having to deal with a California franchise tax board and such. So was there any other – I can't remember if there was any other question you asked.
That's good enough. That's good enough, James. The biggest reason why you want to come to Florida is for your children, not for you. Okay? Yes, California does have those rural counties like Lake County. You can buy houses pretty cheap out there, especially a truck driver that lives up the truck. You just need a base operation. But you could just as well do that in Reno, Nevada area. You know, no franchise, California franchise tax board if that you want to be up there. But what you really want is for them. There is no future for your sons in that international communist republic of Mexicania. And it's getting worse day by day. The communists on full control of the state. Now, one state officer of the state is a non-communist. They have over two-thirds supermajority in both houses. There's no future. And I know that people in rural counties in California don't like it, but and your best hope is your decent sheriffs in your little counties. I understand that. And your local judges, they're better. But still, for them, there's no future. Now, as far as Florida, what part of Florida did you visit?
I was down there near Jupiter and St. Augustine, Jacksonville, Tallahassee, Orlando, kind of running around different. It's the humidity, and there's just a lot, you know, it's buggy. They've been, when I was camping in Jupiter, and I was getting bitten by these no-see-um. And you got the alligators and the water moccasins. But right now, my oldest son, he just got a job with the state for writing computer programming for the state. So he's kind of going to be living there. And my youngest son, he's got all his friends there. So for me to convince them to come to Florida would be a real hard sell. And I don't know, I just, you know, I just like California better. So I want to, you know, I could see myself maybe buying a rental property or something in the future down the road. But if I can do a thing, and I don't know how I would...
You can use a sister's address and get a driver license that way. You need to have a couple utilities like cell phone and bank record, bank statements, and insurance, car insurance. Go to her address, and they will accept that as that you're resident. She can also give you a rental receipt that you lived agreement, that you rent a room from her. You can do all that, no problem. To be on paper, Florida citizen, resident, and then be whatever else you want to be, California, Nevada, whatever you want. You can do that. That's no problem, okay? But I highly recommend that if camping is not the thing of your life and for your children, you should have brought them to Florida sooner. See, my children were younger. I came for them with them 8 years ago, and I got them at home still, two of them. And is that again, the future is bright in freedom. That's why people left England and Germany and France, came to America in the 1800s. Because they were comfortable in what they knew in France and Germany and England, but America was better. So here's another thing. In here, you can afford a pool. I could never imagine having a pool in Orange County, California, where I lived. Okay, which is too expensive. So to me, the summertime is great. Pool season. Jump in the water. It feels great. You know, maybe you're not a pool kind of guy, okay? But I gave the answer to you. You can live in Lake County. You can do a Florida thing. But I recommend you bring your children to Central Florida, Tampa area, North Tampa area where I'm at is the best part, in my opinion. Hernando County, write that down, where I live. I think it's great. Citrus County, Northwest is good too. Where it was not so hot, and you can afford a nice house to live with a pool that's caged with screens to keep the bugs out. And everybody has air conditioning in cars and home. I mean, when I went to the seminars in New Hampshire or New York, freezing winter, or when I went to Texas or Florida or Arizona, it made no difference to me when it was winter freezing or summer hot, because I was always back in late 1990s in a hotel, car, airport, or restaurant with air conditioning. This is not 1940s or 1800s. We don't have air conditioning. You're almost always 98% of the time in a room with air conditioning. So it doesn't matter that the few moments you're outside. Does it? I would suggest a minor inconvenience for bringing your children for a vacation to Florida. Let them see, or a Tampa area. Take them to all this great stuff. See how beautiful it is. Show them how affordable housing are. Show them how many jobs are out there. They can make new friends. Okay? They have a chance to get married and have children they can afford. And with their wives, don't have to automatically work and send the children to daycare. Some other woman raises their children because she has to work to afford rent in California. Okay, in a neighborhood which is not nice. You get homeless, you got crime and graffiti all over the place. In Beverly Hills, California, rich people's name, Whole Foods, my brother visited 3 years ago. He said they were, you could smell the pee of the homeless on Beverly Hills. And your children want to live in that air environment? Yes, they do. Because they don't know how much better it is out here. Honestly, because I love you and your children. Don't let that weather be your thing. Freedom works. You just got to make some adjustments. For example, you never thought about getting a house with a pool, that they all come with a cage in Florida. There's no mosquito problem, you know? So I would suggest to consider that, but if you want us to do it that way, you can. Use your sister's address and get some deals coming over there, and they will give you a driver's license from Florida also.
Okay, one more thing. It's actually my cousin, and there's just kind of a caveat. She actually works as an accountant who does income tax returns, and she's pretty straight, so I'm not sure how much she would go for it, you know, especially if she knew I haven't, you know, haven't filed an income tax return in 30 years, and two, that I was just trying to like use it to get out of.
I know.
What's that?
If she's pretty straight, as you say, give them Freedom Oscar's website, livefreedom.org, and say, look, I want to live a pretty straight life. This guy claims, you know, for decades, that based on U.S. government's official website, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file for income tax. And the only legal authorities he goes by is IRS's website, U.S. House of Representatives laws printed there, U.S. Treasury regulations, and U.S. Supreme Court. And here, he has a 9-minute video on this. If he's wrong, please tell me. Okay, because I want to live a straight life. And I do have current CPAs and former accountants who are Freedom Law School students who realize they'd be lied to. They want to be a straight, good person. And because they stopped that, now they're doing this. So let's open up your cousin's eyes to the truth. Okay?
Okay. And then just one more thing. Just let's say I'm not able to convince her. Would I be able to, like, go to, like, one of those mailboxes places? Where you put the address of the place, and then you put it, whatever apartment number 20 for your mailbox, and use that to get a license and have my cell phone bill sent there, and or would that not be good enough to establish residency here?
At least two bills they want. Cell phone is easy. Bank statement is easy. Car insurance is easy too. Okay.
Okay.
They want something that shows your Floridia. That's what the DMV in the states with no state income tax wants, because New York and California and other states with income tax, they claim, have forced or not forced, coerced their other sister states to require some proof of residency before they let the citizens escape the communist places like New York and California.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I imagine I should probably register my car here too.
Yes.
And that would make it a little more solid. All right. Very good. Nice place to visit, but I'm not sure I'd want to live here.
Okay.
But I'll consider. I'll check out North Tampa and see about that area too. Thank you.
Oh, check out Brooksville, Florida, where I live. I think it's a great little
Brooksville.
Town. Brooksville, yep. On our website, our address. Look it up, Brooksville. Go, and I'll give you this website if you want to check out. And if you want to check out Florida, folks, this is my favorite website. I'll put it on screen for you guys. Go to wechurch.com, WEICHERT.com, okay? And you can go look on whatever you want. For example, on the search in the middle of it, Brooksville, for example, FL, and hit search, right? And I'll show you how's the listed here. This is better than Zillow and Trulia and Realtor.com. This is the best website, okay? And what you can do then, I will list it, for example, price low to high on the center. I'm going to zoom on the screen a little bit more. You can see it a little bit better, okay? From low to high. You probably want naturally the lowest price home are available, okay? You can go down the bottom of the page. You see that's cheap for you, 99,000. These places, go down, and let's go page, let's say, 5. I'm going to page 5. Middle of a 10 pages are available. You see what you get for $200,000. You get these kind of places, okay? Here it is. Let's go down to page, for example, 7. Something maybe more to your liking, okay? Look for someplace that's here it is, $255,000. You know, you get these manufactured homes. You want to get a nicer home? Go to page 9, for example. Here we go. What do we get? For $300,000 here, take another one. You look this one. What can you get for this price in California? Okay? You see nice spaces for $300,000, 3 bedroom, 2 bath, nice and clean and green and beautiful. So you can check them out, see what you like. Here, you don't have neighbors out there close up to you. You got plenty of view, nice big backyard. So those of you who want to look up Florida, that's one way to do that. On this website, by the way, what I like about them is on the top, you can see what kind of bedrooms you want. You want 3 bedroom, okay, and you want, for example, you want land, like by a number of bathrooms, 2 baths. You can do that. Choose how much you want. Apply the filter at the bottom, the blue link, and you can see the houses you want that meet your qualifications. So, yes, if you're a freedom lover, you will not long term want to live in one of these communist republics. All right. Thank you for your question. I appreciate you asking those good questions, James. Do you have any more people with questions, Dr. Guys?
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome, James. Have a great evening, Mike. Number of callers, folks. Well, thank you for being patient with me, folks. Thank you for listening. You know, bottom line is, folks, I cannot free you. At the end, you have to free yourself. No matter what I say, on your drive to and from work, shopping, any errands, what do? take your smartphone, okay, and play it in your car, the videos on our website, okay? Listen to them as you drive in your car safely. Then at dinner time, okay, lunchtime, put them up in front of you, watch it as you're eating. Use that time to educate, inspire, and free yourself. Tools are there at livefreenow.org, but I cannot make you free. You control the keys to your freedom. So go to livefreenow.org, read the pages on the front page. Okay, they're there. Listen to videos, grab questions, call us. Our phone number we put on the screen one more time. There's always the activist. From 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern, answer your questions and guide you to our website and answer questions at no charge as much as they can to help you. So do that so that we can have a live and let live life, live and let love for you and your family in America. Okay. Let's do...